A new species, weeding out the truth.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and contributing writers to Creation Magazine. Ken, I take it that you're making a play on words here, so please do weed out the truth for us.
Okay, well, two British scientists have just reported their findings of a new species of a type of weed known as a groundsel. In reality, what they really found was a hybrid between two other groundsel species. Yet a commentary in the famous newspaper, The Times of London, proudly proclaimed this as a demonstration of evolution in action. Furthermore, in a stab at believers in biblical creation, the author stated that the weed's discovery confirms that Darwin was right and the creationists are wrong. But does the formation of a new species really conflict with Scripture? Not at all, as we've repeatedly shown. Rapid diversification within the created kinds of plants and animals, including speciation, is a specific prediction of the creation model. You see, following the global flood at the time of Noah, about 4,500 years ago, plants, animals, and people spread out into the new world. Adaptation to new habitats and niches would be expected. But the point is, groundsel still is groundsel. This is not evolution.
Using the Bible as our authority, would we ever predict that life might be in outer space? Ken Ham tackles that question in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. Log on to answersradio.com.